Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I took a little time away from the podcast to celebrate my birthday, reflect on life as a 41-year-old woman, and I got some cool insights to share with you. If you are new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people manifest the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in that. There is so much wonderful goodness within you that is ready to come out, and I'm going to help you uncover it. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package. Okay, here's my first little insight. I'm going to do a series of shows on insights that I've uncovered since I've been off. Here is one that has been the most transformational, and I think it will be the most beneficial to you. So, things in life show up, right? And I don't think we purposely draw negative situations to us. But there's an energy, and there is the laws of the universe. And in honoring that, we do have a lot of control over what we allow in our experience. And as Abraham Hicks often says, we live in a world of contrasts. Things show up so that we can get clear about what we want. And those things might show up and it's not what we want, right? And so it helps us refine our desires. And so here's a really cool exercise. It can be a boundary exercise. In psychology, they talk a great deal about setting healthy boundaries. It can be a little witchery in it. Because in a way you are casting an energy over your life, and it's a brilliant manifesting tool. I want you to get a piece of paper, and I want you to draw a line in the center of the page. And below that line is everything that you are no longer open to attracting, wanting in your experience. You've been there, done that, tried that. You know it doesn't work. As Amanda Francis often says, you are not available for it. You are not open to it. And here's what's so powerful is when you make these statements of what you're no longer available for, what your deal breakers in life are, what you are not open to experiencing again, life starts to shift. The energy around you starts to shift. And those circumstances and experiences no longer show up for you. It's very powerful. But in that, you got to do it from a very soulful place. You got to do it from a place of self-love, self-respect, a belief that spirit is going to support you no matter what, that you are loved. And in doing this, you're saying to yourself, I love and respect myself so much that I will no longer be available to, open to, allow into my experience situations that mimic, feel like this. And so how do you do this? I was talking to my mom and she was telling me this terrible story about something that happened to her. And I said, Mom, that is an awful story. And in that moment, we giggled about it because it was an awful story and she knew it was. In that moment, I said, that's a line drawing moment. Spirit just showed me it's a line drawing moment. When things happen to us that are so outside of what we want, so outside of what we would allow in, that's a line drawing moment. So it's shown up as contrast so that we can get crystal clear about what we allow into our experience. A person who loves and respects themselves would not allow anything below the line into their experience. And you just start to exude a different energy. Now, I don't believe we purposefully, again, I'm going to say this again, purposefully attract, you know, negative work situations, a chronic problem, shitty partnerships, bad friends, housing situations that don't support us, financial commitments that we can't keep or don't want to keep is really the key there. I don't think we purposefully set out to say, yeah, come into my life. But they do show up. And I think they often show up because they are mimicking some sense of not good enough within us, not worthy enough, not deserving, unworthy. Unworthiness is a big one. Areas where we don't feel lovable, areas where we don't believe in ourselves. And so in this moment, when you, this exercise of drawing the line, it allows you to get crystal clear, and you might have to rough draft this. So you'll do one draft, you'll do another draft, and then you'll do your final draft. And in doing this process, you create a new energetic frame of reference for yourself, for the universe, and for life as it relates to you. So, you know, my mom was telling me this terrible story, and I said, that's a moment where you grab your purse and you say, that was awful, and I will never put myself in a situation like that again. God, help me. Show me the way. I don't know how I wound up in this situation, but I am open to learning. I am open to overcoming the insecurities, the doubts, the worries, the not good enoughness, the low self-esteem, the victimhood that is within me that led to me being in this situation. And I'm drawing a line and I'm saying I am no longer available for any situation that would mimic this. I am no longer available for the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts, the belief systems that led to me making the choice where I wound up in that situation. It's a powerful, powerful exercise. So take it seriously. That's why I say rough draft it. Pray on it. And then draw your line on that piece of paper. And below it, write all the things you're no longer available for. It's very similar to if you've done my exercise on deal breakers or red flags, things that you don't want in a romantic partnership. Now you're going to do that for your life, where you're like, I am not available. We'll use again the Amanda Francis. I don't know if she made it up, but it's where I got it. And it's a very powerful statement when you, whatever you follow behind, I'm not available for. I am not available for. And then put whatever it is, list it under that line. It's a line drawing moment where you are choosing to not to have to experience that again. And in drawing that line and putting that situation under that line, you are also opening yourself up to whatever lesson you need to gain from that experience so that you can move forward. Because often, yes, things show up to teach us something, to fulfill a need, an awareness that we need to have. So maybe it's that you've been in jobs that where you feel overworked and underpaid. You draw your line and you're right. I am no longer available for opportunities where I feel overworked, underpaid, and underappreciated. And you take a breath. And on the exhale, you see it as so. You see it as so. Maybe it's romantic relationships. You see a pattern. You see, maybe it's friendships. You see that you keep attracting friends that maybe don't fully and completely accept you as you are. Listen, I get that not everybody is going to agree with you and love you and think you're amazing. Got it. That's the world. But in your immediate sphere, you get to choose what you allow in your experience. And this exercise is you making that choice ahead of time, saying, I am not available for this. And you can look generationally too. Are there situations you've seen in your family that you know you're not available for? Maybe you saw a family member always has the same financial issue. Or they experience some type of financial crisis. You can say, I'm no longer available for that. I'm no longer available for, maybe you did live through some trauma And trauma is real. And if you need some psychological support as you get back on track, go and get it at any time. It could be a trauma that happened 25 years ago. It's still present in your experience if you haven't done a little work around it. So do the work. So then that experience is no longer controlling you, and you are the leader of your life. And so this exercise is designed to make you the leader of your world. So again, you draw the line. This is a line drawing moment. A line drawing moment. And you can say, I no longer want to experience this. You can say, I'm not available for, I am not open to, and then list all those things. Maybe you have had partners who were jealous hearted. You can say, I am no longer available for a partner who holds any type of jealousy or insecurity in partnership. I am no longer available for, I recently did a big cleaning out of some relationships, and I realized that I had a lot of people in my life that I hid purposefully to protect myself. I hid the work that I do, right? My New Age practices, metaphysics, spirituality. I mean, this huge, like if you, you know, this huge part of my life, like I live a highly spiritual, highly intuitive life. Every moment of my world, I am open and receptive to spirit guiding me. I teach it. It's the way in which I support myself. This beautiful little business I have created is the way that I am able to live. And I had this click recently where I'm like, why would I have anybody in my life that I wouldn't feel comfortable sharing this huge part of my existence? And it didn't have anything to do with those people. And it had everything to do with me. And I had to look at, A, why do I even need them in my life if I can't be myself? I had to look at why I didn't feel like I was allowed to be myself. I had to look at, would a person who loves and respects themselves have someone in their life that they can't be fully transparent with? Someone they can choose. Your family is your family, right? You came into this lifetime with them and you can't control them. They're going to do what they're going to do. You can set boundaries with them, and really healthy boundaries. And I recommend Terry Cole, go to her YouTube channel, look at her videos on setting boundaries with family. But you get to choose, even with family, after a certain age, how much you engage with them, right? And in that, in this discovery that I had all these people that in my life that I couldn't fully be myself with, I realized I was creating a fantasy about those friendships. And the little girl in me still didn't feel worthy of having really good, rock solid, whole, complete friendships. And I had to really say goodbye. I had to say goodbye. And it was a line drawing moment for me that now going forward, a person who loves and respects themselves, which that is what I want to be, I have people in my immediate circle who I am fully and completely transparent with about what I do. Now, in saying that, if you're hearing yourself in my story, it is not an invitation to regulate on the people around you, right? Those people that were in my life, they are who they are, right? Like, they don't have to buy into my new ageism. I'm not there to convert them, but it is a part of the way in which I live. And I don't want to leave anything, especially now at 41. I don't want to leave anything on the table. I want to be fully and completely myself. If you are in my immediate circle, if you're a person I would welcome into my home, if you're a person that I welcome into my heart, I get to fully and completely be myself. And so that was a big line drawing moment for me. So think about what your line drawing moments are. And you don't even have to have fully processed it, right? You don't have to fully understand all the nuances around it. You can just decide right now in this moment that you are no longer available for, you're not allowing in anyone, any situation that is not in alignment with a person who loves and respects themselves. It could be choices you make, right? And I think you can be a little hard on yourself. So check yourself as you're making your list. Is this something that, you know, that where I'm being really hard on myself? You could be like, oh, I don't eat fast food anymore. But if you love fucking fast food, that's not the issue, right? You've got to make peace with that situation and do it in a way that feels right to you, right? It's not, don't use this exercise against yourself because it is powerful. So what I mean by that is that the law of cause and effect is real. If you cast this, right, if you cast this energy, and let's say it's around fast food, I'm no longer available for eating fast food. Yet you aren't fully completely ready to let go of fast food, or maybe you don't even need to let go of fast food, but you have this perception that fast food is bad. This isn't my story. This is a dear friend of mine. She has a lot of hangups about fast food, but she eats it all the time, right? And so at some point, she's got to either make peace with it or make peace with herself or find some way of relating to that type of food that makes her feel good about herself, right? But for her to just write down, say, if she were doing this exercise, she'd be, oh, I'm casting this. I'm no longer available for eating fast food. But if she hasn't done the work to uncover why she's eating the fast food, she's still going to eat the fast food. But in that, because this is so powerful, this work, she will create circumstances where it either becomes impossible for her to eat fast food, right? The universe is always trying to give us what we want. So she might create a situation where she loses her job and can't afford the fast food. She might create a situation where she has an illness where she can't eat the fast food. So do you see where I'm going? This is powerful work, and you want to do it from the most soulful, whole place within you. And you want to do it from a most loving space, and you want to look at your preconceived ideas about things and clear out those beliefs, right? Because who says fast food is bad? Right? She's decided that it was, and yet she still continues to do it. Well, that's not helpful, right? And so I share that story with you because I want you to be mindful of how you use this. How you use this. And use it in a way that's for your highest and greatest good. I know in saying I'm no longer available for people in my immediate circle, people that I welcome into my home, welcome into my heart, welcome that I send energy to because I'm an energy worker and I'm always thinking of the people in my immediate circle for their highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. I know in saying I'm no longer available for people I can't be my new agey self around, my metaphysical self, my healer self, my true self, right? I'd say coaching instead of intuitive coach. I can't be my intuitive self. I know in saying that I'm not going to be a vibrational match for a lot of people. And that's okay with me, right? But first I had to decide I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, right? Now, if you're just doing it and you're just saying like, oh, I don't want to feel this way anymore, this isn't the way to use that exercise. Do it from a place of what would feel really good for me, no matter what the outcome might be, no matter how this shows up. I am doing this in a way in which feels authentic and true and right, and I'm open to however way in which this unfolds. So you could say, I'm no longer available for I'm no longer available for shitty apartments. Let's do that. I'm no longer available for shitty apartments. Well, in that, the law of cause and effect, you've casted that, you've said that, you've made that statement, you've sent it out to the universe. I'm no longer available for shitty apartments. Know that you were committing to being fully and completely responsible for the result of that. So maybe you've been in shitty apartments because you have this perception that that's all you can afford. Well, you will be commanded to raise that expectation. So it's not just casting this and saying I'm no longer available, but there's always a next level for you in this, right? So I know in my situation, I realize, okay, I have to be more discerning. I've talked a lot about discerning, but I also have to be committed to taking a step back when I meet new people and seeing them for what they are, instead of the dreamy little girl in me who just wants a friend, that sacred best friend. Instead of trying to cast that and make everybody that in my life, I have to check and say, how can I be my own best friend? So then I become a vibrational match for people that would treat me well. Now, that also means I can't treat myself poorly. I got to be a good friend to myself. Do you see how this all works as a life enhancement exercise? So you're casting on some level, but you're casting in a way in which you become a better version of you. It's a really beautiful exercise. I am drawing a line in the sand. And anything below this line, I am no longer available for. I'm no longer open to. It could be you have a really disrespectful boss. I'm no longer available for disrespectful bosses. Now, you look at, before you write it down in your final, look at what part of you has thought that it was okay to have a disrespectful boss. Maybe you had a sense of, I just need a job and I have to take what I can get. Okay, you got to clean that up. That's a belief system. You can have a job and you can be well paid and you can be well treated, right? So you have to clean up the belief system with this. That's why it's such a powerful exercise. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you ask for, you have to back it up with an energy that supports you having it, right? So you can't just say, I want $1 million or I'm not available for being broke again, but you haven't cleaned up the beliefs that led you to even think the thought of being broke, right? So just take the time, let it go, release it, make a list. Okay, I'm not available for shitty jobs anymore because I know there is an abundance of jobs available and I'm willing to do the work to find the right job for me. And I'm not going to second guess myself in the process. And I'm not going to let something outside of me, whether it be a bill, a parent, someone saying, oh my God, distract me from the greater truth that I know that there are abundance of jobs and there are abundance of jobs that'll pay in the range in which I want to be paid and that there are abundance of jobs that'll pay within the way I want to be paid. And I get to have a wonderful supervisor who supports me, who is kind to me, who I can work harmoniously with. So you can draw the line and below there you can say, I'm no longer available for shitty jobs, but then back it up with a new belief system. Beautiful, amazing, wonderful, powerful exercise. And it'll change your life. It will truly change your life. Okay. I'm going to go. It's nice to be back with you. I've got more shows for you coming up here in this month of April. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love, love, love to teach you all that I know. Love, love, love to help you use energy to transform your life for the better. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening. Bye.